Hey guys, so I know I do a lot of like fun and like happy videos or whatever all the time, but so I'm here in Boone, North Carolina. I'm at the staging area. I volunteered myself and my canines to come up and do some search and rescue efforts. Here's the situation, okay? FEMA is in the area and we've been told that if we see any FEMA agents, like hightail it and go. So, obviously you see all my equipment. So we've been told to just turn around and go the opposite direction, because what they're doing is they're confiscating everything. Like, they would confiscate all of my gear, my car, my dogs, like literally everything. There are some people who have been tracking these FEMA agents and what they do with these supplies after. And these are people that are directly associated with the group that I'm volunteering with. And essentially what they're doing is they're taking these supplies to, sanctuary areas for illegal migrants, and giving it all to them. They are telling the locals here that they have no more money, that they can't give them any money, they can't do anything, but they are confiscating volunteer supplies as they come through, and they are giving it to people who are not legal within the country. Of course it is very hush hush. Of course they're saying that that's not what they're doing. I will tell you this. I was 11 years in the Coast Guard. I was in Puerto Rico before and during Maria and Irma. I was stationed there through all of that stuff. FEMA did the same stuff there, to the point where the Coast Guard, we did not work directly with FEMA because they were doing shady stuff. So we ended up loading a bunch of supplies and stuff and taking it around the island and delivering it. And we did the same thing after the earthquakes as well. They were confiscating supplies. They weren't issuing supplies. They mishandled money. They mishandled distribution of supplies, and the locals suffered for it. And they are doing the same thing in North Carolina. This is not a joke. This is not a conspiracy theory. Like, this is not false information. Like, I'm here, I'm boots on the ground. We are actually about to go and fly into a different area via helicopter. We're going to go to the airport, load up the dogs, and we're going to fly into a different area where families are missing. But, the initial meetup point was the Boone, area. As far as families missing and stuff right now, Boone is clear. So we've been given new coordinates to go to a different area, but yes, FEMA is here and they are doing really, really sketchy, shady stuff. So take that information for what you will. This is this information that needs to get out to the news media. This is the information that needs to get out. And honestly, if FEMA is not going to do their job, and I'm not saying that all of the FEMA agents, because I know a lot of canine handlers that are part of FEMA that are doing what they're supposed to be doing. However, why are we confiscating supplies? Why are we taking supplies from people that are coming in to help and have experience and can do the job, and then giving it to illegals and not giving it to the people who have been affected? That is my biggest issue with this whole situation. So take that information, share the video, spread it around. I will give more updated information as I get it, as I get to different areas. Stand by for, you know, I'm going to document this whole thing. Obviously given with the appropriate amount of time, like, I do have to still do my job. There are people that are missing that I have to work my dogs and stuff. So I will update as I can. However, that is the situation in this area. if you're going to be donating, don't donate to FEMA, obviously. Try to find, legitimate, people who are going to be putting their efforts to good use. And donate your donations or your money or whatever through them. Just be very, very careful. But yes, FEMA is 100%. There's a lot of videos saying, no, FEMA would never, da 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 da. Yes, they will, and they are. So, it's appalling. It is disgusting. Like, this is, I'm at a loss for words, and it's very, very infuriating for me. But it needs to, they need to be held accountable. And, I mean, what do you do, right? Like, what do we do? But, like, that's the reality of it. So, keep that in mind. I will update you guys as I can, and, yeah, we'll see you. We'll see you in a couple hours.
Tonight, Sunday Night Live unveils the hidden truths behind today's headlines with your host, Chase Geiser.
Welcome back to Sunday Night Live, ladies and gentlemen. We are going to be taking calls and breaking balls for the remainder of the hour. Make sure you call in 877-789-2539. The sooner you call, the more likely I am to get to you. It looks like the lines are lit up right now. Let's go straight to Jason in Illinois. Jason, you've been waiting patiently. What is on your mind?
Hey, Chase. Thank you for everything you do in this InfoWar.
Thank you.
You're one of our favorites, my wife and I. I just wanted to encourage everyone to go to the InfoWar store, Alex Jones store, Dr. Jones Naturals, all the stores, and get the great products that are there. I can vouch for X3. Definitely feel a difference after taking that for a little while. And my wife has, for her basically her whole adult life, she's been on a low-dose blood pressure medication for high blood pressure.
Sure.
And so I got her Vasobeat. And after taking it for roughly 2 months, her doctor got a hold of her and said, hey, I'm cutting your dosage in half. So we're on the third month now. So wow. We're hoping to get it all the way gone. But definitely that helps with circulation and everything. So people,
that's absolutely amazing. I'm so pleased to hear that. And kudos to you for having a good doctor to be honest about that.
Yeah, absolutely. And secondly, if God forbid they take the InfoWars name, we're praying every day that doesn't happen. If they do, picture this. Imagine in the promo video, Alex Jones has three bottles on his fingers and he's tapping them together. And the new name is InfoWarriors.
I love it, man. Warriors, come out to play. Yay. I don't know if we get some B-roll of that. That's great, Jason. Thank you for your call. I appreciate that. Let's go to Francis in Quebec. Francis, what's on your mind?
Hi. I've been obsessed with 9/11 since about 2003 and an avid follower of InfoWars, Alex Jones. And there's one story, though, I don't think that you guys picked up on. I thought I'd exhausted the subject. And last year, Thierry Maysan at Rizzo Network, Webster Tarpley was a big fan of his, and he found a story from an irrefutable source, namely Richard Clark, who is the counterterrorism czar on 9/11. He wrote a book, and the book is called Against All Enemies. I think it's page 55 to 65, if I remember correctly. And, I'm going to read you what Thierry Maysan says in two paragraphs.
Sure.
The most astonishing thing is that hardly anyone remembers that at 10 a.m. on 9/11, Richard Clark triggered the government continuity plan. At that precise moment, President Bush and Congress were suspended from their duties and placed under military protection. President Bush was taken to an air base in Nebraska, where the business leaders of the upper floors of the Twin Towers have been staying since the night before. Congress was in the Greenbrier mega bunker. Power fell into the hands of the government of continuity. It was in the Raven Rock Mountain mega bunker, Site R, and power was not returned to civilian rule until the end of the day. Who were precisely the members of this government of continuity? And what did they do during that time when they assumed power? We still don't know. Members of Congress who asked the question were not allowed to hold a session of their assembly on the matter. Understand that as long as we have not obtained any clarification, the controversy over September 11th will continue. The procedure implemented on 9/11 was designed by President Eisenhower. It was signed into law by President Eisenhower. It was designed under Truman at a time when nuclear war was feared. If the president died or the vice president was dead also and the Speaker of the House and the president pro tem of the Senate were all dead, then there would no longer be any constitutional powers. The military should logically assume the continuity of government, but that was obviously not the case that day. None of those people died that day. The transfer of powers to the continuity of government plan was therefore unconstitutional. It was, strictly speaking, a coup d'etat.
Wow. So what do you make of that?
Well, I went to LibGen, and I downloaded the book called Raven Rock by Garrett M. Graff, G-R-A-F-F. And it's the history of the continuity of government program, and it goes into, like, FDR dying and then Truman coming to power, and then the inner circle came to him and said, well, we've got this nuclear weapon and we're going to use it, but we can be attacked maybe, like, especially once the Russians got it. So they started to design a plan for what would happen if America was, you know, waxed in a big nuclear war, right?
Yeah.
How it would continue to be hold together. So that's Raven Rock is a really important book. You can get it off of LibGen for free in PDF form. And the other book is Against All Enemies by Richard Clark. And it just amazes me that this slipped through because I, at the time, and I know Alex, I used to go to all the 9/11 meetups, like with Webster Tarpley and all these people, and I used to watch them all on the thing. I went into them in person. And this one point was never mentioned. And I just, and it's in Richard Clark's book. And if I could have another minute, there's
sure.
another scandal I'd like to draw to your attention that has been ignored in the English language press. And it's just as outrageous. And Thierry Messin also covered this one. The whole English world has been cut off from the story, but it was front page news in France. And what happened was Hillary, people don't realize this, Hillary Clinton is actually a really top-notch corporate attorney. And she was a corporate attorney in the 80s for Lafarge Cement. Now, Lafarge Cement is the biggest concrete-producing corporation in the world. In fact, they formed a merger later with Holcim Cement of Switzerland. They became mega huge, really powerful. They got CIA ties. And they've been caught many times with their CIA ties, like smuggling in stuff to, you know, terrorist countries. Well, when the ISIS rebellion started in Syria, which wasn't really a rebellion, it was actually a bunch of mercenaries being brought in, everyone was obviously terrified, although especially the Western companies, they all fled the country because they didn't want to get burned to death or get a shotgun blast in the face like all the videos we were seeing online.
Sure.
So Hillary Clinton, by this time, was actually in the 90s, Hillary Clinton actually got on the board of directors of Holcim. She is really, like, locked right in a Holcim Lafarge Cement. And she was, had the CIA working with them and everything. And what they did was, instead of fleeing Syria's occupied area where ISIS and Daesh were in control, they sent in more engineers and more chemists to produce more cement, a lot more cement. They produced, under ISIS, 6 million tons of special bunker-hardened concrete, and they used it to build. That's 6 million tons is what the Germans spent in 1933 to build the Siegfried Line, and that's 350-mile-long chain of bunkers, fortresses on the border by the Ardennes Forest. Well, they built. They took that Holcim's 6 million tons of case-hardened cement to build a big line that cut Syria in half. Now, Assad could destroy ISIS in the field in open battle, but he had no technology to break this chain of big fortresses and underground tunnels. And they were all deeply buried, and they could just do whatever they want from there. That's when Assad went to Moscow and asked Putin for help. And Putin gave him this, what he asked for. And he came in with heavy bombers, and they just blew the crap out of the whole thing. There's actually some really good videos. It almost looks like atom bombs going off.
Mm-hmm.
And that's also when Putin suddenly became the big villain. And everybody started hating Putin as the most wicked dictator since Adolf Hitler, because he dared to go in and smash that tunnel complex and fortress complex that Hillary Clinton is directly implicated in. And it was front page news on Le Monde. Lafarge was lying through their teeth to the press about it, and it violates the Patriot Act, because the Patriot Act says you're not supposed to give aid and assistance to terrorists.
Right.
She gave assistance to the worst terrorists in the world. I propose that she be put in an orange jumpsuit with a bag over her head and be renditioned to Camp X-Ray in Guantanamo Bay.
Yeah, I think you're right, Francis. Wow, I'll have to read those books. Shocking revelations there. Way to connect the dots, man. I appreciate that. Bob in Utah, speaking of the Bush administration. What are your thoughts on Dick Cheney's endorsement of Kamala?
Hi, Chase. Hey, you remember Dick Cheney endorsing Comrade Harris?
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Well, I read tone, and that is one scared cat.
You think so? You think Dick Cheney's scared?
You bet. Wow. I don't know why, but I got a few ideas. But, hey, he is one scared cat.
Yeah, I think so, too. And if you look closely at what Trump has been doing and saying, the music he's been playing at his events, he is going to come for blood in January. And I think all those who have propped up the military-industrial complex know it, and they are shaking in their boots. Andrew in New Jersey. Andrew, what's on your mind?
Yeah, New Jersey, you're talking about the mob. So being from New Jersey and half Italian, and my dad was in the union, but he's Slovak. But you're right, with the labor unions, they supported the Democrats because the Democrats, you know, the mob supported the Democrats because the Democrats control the labor unions. And Michael Francisi, who's now a born-again Christian, but he does the podcast like a former gangster, but he said that as well. And my great uncle, my mom's uncle, he was some type of organized crime gangster in New Jersey. And as a kid, I could see that he was a loser because no one else was, you know, a gangster. And he was like a leech. I saw him as being a leech because my father worked construction and so did my uncles. So they worked hard and he didn't really seem to do work, yet he was richer than them. But in the end, the government seized all of his assets, so the joke's on him. But my parents, of course, earned their money legally, so they didn't have to worry about the government seizing it. But nowadays, with FEMA, you know, you can never know. But I want to say, if you guys are young, but if you remember the Honeymooners, they remind me, Tim Walz in the debate of Ralph Cramden, like when they try to sell their handy housewife gadget, and he plays the chef of the future, and he freezes up at the end. And then, you know, he's like, and if my wife says I told you so, I'm going to stalk her right in the mouth. Like he blows the whole thing.
He reminds me so much of Elmer Fudd. His mannerisms and everything, too. I actually made a clip of Elmer Fudd, his voice being used instead of Tim Walz at the most recent debate with J.D. Vance, and it really came off hysterical.
And if I had time, just real quick, RFK, like him big time, but one thing that he says that's totally inaccurate, he says that the Democrats in the past were good for many reasons, and he was right, but he would say we were the party of civil rights. No, the Democrats were the party of the Ku Klux Klan, first slavery, then segregation, and finally his uncle came along with civil rights, but Martin Luther King was a Republican, so it was exactly the opposite. And speaking of the unions, too, the Democrats would try to keep blacks out of the certain labor unions. And I was, last example, I was appalled because Bill Clinton was defending Robert KKK Byrd, who was a Democrat and a grand kleagle of the Ku Klux Klan. And he's like, well, in his era, you have to be supported by the Klan. Like, if you're from the South, like, they have to give the approval. But he was saying it without any shame. It's like, well, maybe switch parties, like, if you need the approval of the Klan. So that one thing he was way off on, but other than that, who would you rather have, RFK, the guy who wants peace and health, or Dick Cheney, the guy who makes money off war?
Absolutely, Andrew. Good points all around. Any more thoughts? Yo, you know what? I think we just lost him, but I want to show you this clip from The Sopranos that Andrew reminded me of when he was talking about being connected to labor and construction and the mob in New Jersey. This is my favorite moment from Sopranos. Let's watch. One second, we're having a technical issue. They are going to run the clip here momentarily. They'll let me know when it's actually ready. There it is. Let's do it.
You know, Europe.
Your teacher said that.
It's not just my teacher. It's the truth. It's in my history book.
Tony.
Look, you had to walk in Columbus's shoes to see what he went through. People thought the world was flat, for crying out loud. Then he lands on an island with a bunch of naked savages on it. I mean, that took a lot of guts. You remember when we went to Florida, the heat and those bugs?
Well, like it took guts to murder people and put them in chains.
He was a victim of his time.
Who cares? It's what he did.
He discovered America is what he did. He was a brave Italian explorer. And in this house, Christopher Columbus is a hero. End of story.
Absolutely right. Kendra in Alabama. Kendra, what's on your mind?
To say the same that so many people have already said. And I think that the hurricanes are planned. And the reason why I think that is because all of them, they start out relatively small, and then all of a sudden they are huge and they destroy so much. But then also Biden's first statement, he mentioned three huge devastating storms, but there was only one at that time, and it was Helene.
Yeah, so why is he talking about other storms that haven't happened yet? It's like saying that Building 7 is going to collapse before it collapses.
Exactly. And then I think something about Nicholas Sparks' new book. It was called The Miracle.
Nicholas Sparks?
Yeah.
The guy that wrote Notebook?
Yeah.
And A Walk to Remember?
Exactly.
Okay, go on.
Yeah, but listen, he has a new book out. It's called The Miracle, and it was published before the Hurricane Helene hit. But in his book, he references a hurricane in Asheville, North Carolina, and the hurricane's name is Helene.
There you go. Nicholas Sparks is the new Simpsons, is the new Alex Jones. Nicholas Sparks was right. Kendra, thank you for your call. Miss Lou in Florida. Miss Lou, it's always a pleasure to hear from you. I hope you and yours are doing okay in Florida. What's up?
Oh, thank you so much, Chase. Listen, we're looking down the barrel of Milton here if we're talking about storms. But what I wanted to tell you, a couple things. Axelrod saying that we're not going to have Trump voters thanks to this storm. I mean, this guy is such a CIA suck-up.
Yep, 100%.
But I've got it. I sent it to your DM. There's a woman on X, and she's on Rumble. She has a show. She's with Alpha Warrior a lot. I've been listening to her now for about a year. Her name is Colonel Counter Watkins. She was in, I believe, she's Colonel, I believe, Air Force. And she's been all over the world, and she connects the dots between the CIA Gladio Ops and the various regime changes that have happened around the world. And it's just fascinating. You've got to check her out because it's unbelievable. And a lot of the assassination, you know,
make sure you send that to Jay Dyer as well. Jay Dyer would be interested in anything related to Operation Gladio.
Yeah, this is, I mean, she really connects. I call her the queen of dot connections. And unbelievable. But also what I wanted to say to you, that TikTok video that you showed of the woman making comparisons to Lahaina and to to North Carolina was so spot on, because I heard early on in the game from various different videos that I was watching that that FEMA was coming in and they were taking the supplies out of churches, out away from people, away from truckers, like early on in the game, you know, that they were pulling this crap. So, and also Elon, remember, tried to land a plane.
There are people in Lahaina that still can't go back to their homes.
This is a land grab. It's just exactly for this, whether it's the lithium or whatever. And I'm scared to death here for Florida because I think they're gunning for us next.
Yeah,
you know, we're,
yeah.
We're a red state. Hello.
Yep.
You know, and so I just sit here in my little farm and I pray we were okay with Helene, but God knows with Milton.
Well, I don't know what the rules are or the laws are in Florida about early voting, but if it's available, everybody should do it.
Absolutely, and I'm trying to get with the voting office on Monday to figure out what we can do because I want to get my vote in just in case.
Amen. Miss Lou, thank you so much for your call. I appreciate you. Eric in Ohio. Eric, what's on your mind?
Chase, thank you very much for taking my call, and I appreciate what you do.
Thank you.
I'm just wondering if we're not missing the boat and really jumping on this geoengineering issue. I'm just wondering if this is something we could use to really get America behind being against this government. I mean, what is more despicable than killing people, destroying their homes, destroying land, and doing what they're doing? You know, just like the previous caller said, you know, there's another storm headed for Florida now.
Yeah. Well, I'm with you, and ultimately, that's the mission of this entire network. It's the whole point.
Right.
Of everything that we've done is trying to wake people up to this. When Alex Jones 10 or 15 or 20 years ago was saying that there were human animal hybrids being grown in labs, he called them the chimeras. Everyone thought he was a lunatic. And then you see study after study come out about how they're trying to harvest and grow organs that are part human, part pig, because when it's not fully human, genetically speaking, it enters into a legal gray area that it's not as regulated or restricted. And so we see example after example, whether it's Planned Parenthood selling organs of highly developed fetuses, late-term abortions for money, or whether it's these studies that come out of how these organs are being developed, or the human trafficking that's happening with 325,000 missing children. You think none of them have been victims of black market organ sales? When these doctors can make astronomical sums of money? I mean, we have a crisis right now where we are led by a political technocratic elite that does not believe in the divine. They only believe in themselves, and they seek not to deny God, only that, but they seek to become gods themselves. And the only way to do that is to experiment in ways with God's creation some would deem unnatural, to use the words of Palpatine. And yes, it's absolutely happening at the highest levels. Human trafficking, pedophilia at the highest levels, but also medical experimentation, the likes of which would make Hitler himself blush if he saw the depravity that we're witnessing. And it's not just here in the United States. It's also in China and other countries all over the world. They can clone. They can do things like abuse and experiment on people and create these clones of human beings for the sake of medical research, all under top secret authority, so that we never hold them accountable for it. I am deeply concerned at the audacity of evil. If we've seen gaslighting from this administration to the extent that we have, just imagine what is really going on that we don't even know about, what's really happening that we don't really even know about. And that's why it is team humanity versus team depravity, or team humanity versus team Satan. It's good versus evil at the highest levels. The best we can do is raise awareness and wake people up, because they cannot succeed if we reach a critical mass of people who are awakened to what is really going on. And that's why it's more important now than ever that people go to realalexjones.com and support Alex to keep him on the air one way or the other, support his legal defense, and ensure that he can fund the next operation in the event, God forbid, that InfoWars is shut down next month. That's why it's more important now than ever that listeners go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and support Alex and the crew here at InfoWars. And that's why it's more important now than ever that you make all of these clips and moments go as viral as possible. We're going to be giving you more tools over the course of the next 30 days to fight back against the New World Order and this machine. Just wait until you see what we have planned for humanity over the course of the next 30 days. It is going to be astronomical and unstoppable. We are not giving up. We are not waiting to see what the results are next month. We are preparing for the climax of the InfoWar itself. So please, I urge you, now more than ever, go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the amazing products that help you. Go to RealAlexJones.com and support his Give, Send, Go. Go to TheAlexJonesStore.com and get amazing products and help Alex keep the crew employed. Keep us on the air no matter what happens, because we are setting up a 2.0, a run that is going to just totally eviscerate the New World Order and trigger the leftist globalist machine in the most unimaginable ways possible. I said earlier that I haven't seen Democrats this mad since Republicans took away their slaves. Just wait until you see how mad the Yuval Noah Hararis, the Klaus Schwabs, the Hillary Clintons, the lawyers are going to be after they see what we do next. It is going to be a force to be reckoned with, but it's only possible with your support. You have kept us on the air for 30 years. You will keep us operating beyond whatever happens next month to InfoWars. Please go to realalexjones.com right now and thealexjonesstore.com right now to be the reason Alex Jones will always be on the air.
But let me just say this here right now to everybody. They are trying to shut down InfoWars on November 13th. Democrats are all over the Washington Post, New York Times, you name it, leftist lineup to buy Alex Jones InfoWars and auction and destroy the brand. Okay, it's everywhere. We can put those on screen. They want my social media. I'm fighting them in court. They're not going to get that, but it takes money to fight them. And we're working with folks to set up the infrastructure to continue on and miss a beat in case that happens. And if we do continue on with a good buyer, rolling the new operations in and just expanding. But I need your help, and I make it easy. I need everybody watching to go to drjonesnaturals.com, my dad's supplement company. He's the guy that came up with all the other great supplements we have. He knew we were going to be shut down 3 years ago, went and set up his own warehouse, his own shopping cart. And there's so many amazing high-end supplements at low prices at drjonesnaturals.com. We have immune support. Going into the winter, this concentrated tincture of all these key natural compounds boost your immune system ahead of getting sick. You need to take it so you don't, or your immune system has a leg up. Get immune support, discounted, drjonesnaturals.com. The whole food multivitamin is all from concentrated whole food sources, so it's real vitamins your body absorbs. Everybody should be on that. Top Brain is a natural, high-quality compound of stimulants that gives you incredible clean energy without the letdown. Top Brain. Then there's Soreless, natural pain reliever at drjonesnaturals.com. Try it. You'll love it. Then there's Rocket Rest for your immune system, your body, your mental clarity, your focus. Sleep is so important. You take this herbal sleep aid, you will be blown away by the deep, clear, restful sleep you get. It's super strong Rocket Rest in stock, but a lot of this is selling out at drjonesnaturals.com. Cabachil isn't a depressant, but it gives you a relaxed clarity like a stimulant, but it's the opposite. It's amazing. Cabachil, even though it's selling out, is the big loss leader. 60% off right now, drjonesnaturals.com. We're about to sell out of Next Level Foundational Energy with our sponsor at drjonesnaturals.com. It is not a stimulant, but it's the concentrate breakdown of folic acid. That's why Popeye's strong, because he eats a spinach. Well, a lot of people can't absorb folic acid. It's the breakdown of that with a key compound of organic B complex and other compounds that supercharge and clean out your cells and gives you energy within 30 minutes with no letdown. Next Level Foundational Energy is the flagship product at drjonesnaturals.com. Then Fiber Greens. Look at this big giant bottle. A whole bunch of concentrated seed sprouts that have all of these super things in them and trace elements and just the life force that makes a whole plant grow, flushes out your guts, does incredible stuff for your immune system. Fiber Greens at drjonesnaturals.com. And then, of course, selling out Primal Youth. This is just over-the-top amazing stamina, libido, energy, all of it at drjonesnaturals.com. This is your chance to help us stay on air and get great products. Please take action now at drjonesnaturals.com. Now, we're going to go to break. We're going to come back. If you want to keep us on air as well, thealexjonesstore.com, all of the amazing new T-shirts, ball caps, all of it critical to keeping us on the air. Plus, they're great T-shirts. Take action now, thealexjonesstore.com, and InfoWars has its products ready. Still shipping, not shut down yet. Could be your last chance to get X2, X3, 40% off, Vitamineral Fusion, more at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for keeping the people's voice on air. You are the Paul Revere's. I love this shirt as well, because the left's always acting like they're the mavericks, they're the trailblazers, they're the outlaws. No, ladies and gentlemen, we are the rebels against the globalists. We are the resistance, and I'm voting for the outlaw. Fight the tyrants at Point Blank Range and meet like-minded people and spread the word in the third dimension. Take action now, and don't let the left silence you. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Decoding the New World Order agenda hidden in the headlines, it's Sunday Night Live with your host, Chase Geyser.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Sunday Night Live, and I am Chase Geyser. For the next 27 minutes, we will be taking your calls. Larry in Florida, you are up first. Larry, what is on your mind this evening?
Thanks, Chase. I appreciate it. I will not try not to repeat what other folks from Florida have said.
Say whatever you have to say, Larry. You're cool. You're welcome here.
I'm sorry?
You're welcome here. Say whatever you want.
Okay. First and foremost, the hurricane that went through Helene, significant damage. I'm an old guy. I've been here 65 years. I came here when I was 12. That is the most substantial coastal flooding since I was here. So it actually goes back to the 1920s. Last direct hit in the Tampa Bay area was in 1921. So the barrier islands, the beach communities got crushed. Anywhere from South Sarasota, 2 to 4 feet of water and sand, to up north to 4 or 5 feet of water and sand. So significant property damage. Secondly, and other callers have alluded to this, Milton's on its way. And Milton is now started out kind of as a little depression like they usually do. Maybe a little weather modification, and I'll go into that in just a second. But it's now being advertised as, looks like by the time it makes landfall, in the Tampa Bay area, somewhere on the west coast of Florida, Category 5, with tidal surge up to 15 feet plus.
Wow.
That is absolute destructive. This whole region has never seen anything like that since there was any kind of development or civilization. I didn't go all the way back into history. But big time, that's going to hit basically estimate Wednesday. So, and interestingly enough, there's another tropical low developing that could, now who knows, could come about 10 days later or so. So now I want to just try and connect a couple of dots. We have a really good governor when it comes to dealing with hurricanes and a lot of other things. And he's already set things in place to try and deal with the impact on voting from Helene. But now he's going to have to deal with something like Milton, and God forbid that he has to deal with a third hurricane, which could potentially hit maybe a week before the election.
When's the election? When's the hurricane season supposed to be over? Please pardon my ignorance, Larry.
October, November.
Okay.
I mean, we're past the height by about 2 weeks.
Okay.
But there are still hurricanes. They're just not like this. Now, here's one you probably haven't heard. And again, I'm sharing information, and then I want to make a suggestion, or at least an observation of what maybe we as the folks that are being hammered, but also as the folks that want to get out from under this totalitarian regime could do. And that is, while these storms were developing, there was basically a no-fly area off the coast of South America, between South America and Africa, where the German government, connect the dot here, NATO, was doing weather modification experiments.
Oh, could you believe
Hello.
That?
That's interesting. And they were out there for, and so basically that's a notification to pilots, don't fly in that area. They're doing, you know, they're doing testing and experiments. And it was labeled as such, public information. I mean, you have to find it. And they packed their plane up, I guess, or their planes, and left here a couple of days ago, unless they came back out. And it depends whether or not they have their transponder on. So, yeah. When I start to connect dots both internationally and nationally, I go, well, let's see, Germany, NATO, probably between England and us and Germany, that's pretty much the meat and potatoes of NATO. Forget that.
Yep.
But what happens when you hit a state like Florida? Well, first of all, if you do it enough and effectively enough, you could impact voting. You could have a significant impact on voting. And if you were able to do that to Florida, that's a real problem for Donald Trump.
Yeah, I'm totally with you. And I'm very concerned about it. Unfortunately, at this point, there's nothing we can really do about it other than encourage people to vote early and raise the alarm about what's happening. But look, until we figure out a way to get this fourth unchecked branch of government accountable, that is the deep state, we're going to have these problems over and over again. Our problems are fundamentally systemic. It's not just that we have immoral and corrupt people in leadership. It's that we have a system that takes immoral and corrupt people and puts them in positions of leadership, and then there's no accountability for that corruption. So hopefully we can get Trump elected on November 5th and he can fix some of those systemic issues that have catalyzed such depravity in our civilization at the highest and lowest levels. Bandwagon in Arizona. Bandwagon, what's on your mind?
What's happening, Chase? It's been a while.
Thanks for calling.
I got two little quick stories for you, one more important than the other. Doing a great job, too.
Thank you.
So my ex account got nuked a couple of weeks ago on X Bandwagon.
What'd you say?
Well, I posted a picture, believe it or not, out of all the things that I've been posting, child kidnappings and the invasion and, you know, exposing the local politicians, out of all the things that I ever posted on that account, what got me banned, was posting a picture of Pedo Diddy with Eric Adams and the hashtag Pedo Daddy. My account got nuked right away.
Wow. Well, did you try to appeal it?
Yeah, it just takes me around in circles and circles. Like, I've been trying to, you know, figure it out, and I can't get anywhere. So my new account is BandwagonAZ, which is what I'm calling about this afternoon. I filmed a small clip this morning showing our local invasion operation, you know, the white tents. And I'm also providing proof of our local government, Pima County, allocating a grant for $18 million, almost $19 million. And so this is showing you where all the money is going that should be going to our neighbors in the South. So I'm showing proof that they're actually expanding the operation. I made a quick video driving past, and I'm explaining it and showing the documents. If you could show it and, you know, get a little traffic to my channel back then, I would appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Bandwagon, for calling in. I appreciate that, and I hope everybody follows you on your new account. I hope you get your old account back. Let's go to James in Ohio. James, you want to talk about a major economic collapse on the horizon?
Yes, sir. James from Ohio Energy Management, Texas Energy Management. I think, and I'm going to sound like an InfoWars listener with this comment, but I think all of this hinges on the U.S. dollar losing its reserve status throughout the entire world.
100%.
And I think the bankers that sit inside the Federal Reserve that basically run this country, you look at the people in government, their major donors are the companies whose primary shareholders are those banks that sit inside the Federal Reserve. But I think this was supposed to happen in 2016 with Hillary, but Trump got elected, and so they had to kick the can down the road, and now they have a serious issue with Russia, China, Brazil, and India starting BRICS. And now they just really don't know what to do, so they postured to start World War III as a last resort in order to be in power when this economic collapse happens. I mean, if you go into
up the board for a post-collapse world, and that's why they have all these dormant policies that aren't triggered until there's a major crisis. And if they all get triggered, then it's just total tyranny.
And Chase, things are bad right now. I mean, The media is not really covering it, but you go into major cities, there are just office buildings for sale. Mom and pop shops have been destroyed through COVID and inflation. They're bad right
when
now.
When I was in Reading, Pennsylvania with Alex backstage, a nice young man came back and talked to Alex for a little bit. He's unemployed. He's a commercial real estate agent. You know, this is somebody who's very, you know, well-spoken, well-dressed, obviously very competent. I can tell he was sharp as a tack, just going through a hard time right now because there's no business.
Well, that's where the majority of people out of college or people that don't have college education but are good at sales, the majority of them go into insurance or real estate or medical, and they are suffering. This whole economy is a paper tiger now. So kind of just wrapping up here, things are a lot worse than what the media is telling you economically, and the majority of American people won't really talk about it because there's such a stigma of saying you're not doing well financially, right? Especially when you open up Facebook and Instagram and see everybody's highlight reel of how good their life is.
Yeah.
But you guys did something real important, Chase, InfoWars as a whole. And I would encourage the listeners of this broadcast to do what me and my family have done and just go spend $10-$20 at the InfoWars store. Like, even if you don't need the product, Alex or Chase or InfoWars, they don't get money from pharmaceutical companies to stay on the air. It's a listener supported broadcast, crowdfunding. So I would encourage everybody just to give $5-$10. I know economic times are tough. I know like $10-$20 is lunch tomorrow, but we got to keep these guys on the air or at least fund them to start something else when all of this stuff takes place, because one of the main missions right now of the banks that sit inside the Federal Reserve and the propaganda arms of the media is to make sure when this collapse happens, or whatever that may be, with World War III, a nuke goes off, they need to control the narrative.
Yes.
Otherwise, it's not going to be successful, and that's what InfoWars has done. InfoWars won. Like, you talked to people now. No, but people didn't know what the Federal Reserve was. People trusted the government, right? Well, now it's a completely different story because truth resonates. So great job, Chase. Great job, InfoWars. As far as I'm concerned, it's mission accomplished for you guys. So I sent an email to advertise@InfoWars.com. We got a lead from when I was on air with Alex for like 1 minute about our deregulated energy product for listeners, and it turned into something substantial, so I'd like to make sure you guys get paid out on that. So if you can look through your emails, James@OhioEnergyManagement.com.
Can you send me a direct message on X, please?
Yeah, no problem. I just want to make sure you guys
get paid out. I'll have the crew keep you on hold after this. Please get his contact information, too. We'll make sure that that gets buttoned up. Thank you so much, James. You're an American hero. All right, let's go to Matthew in New York. But first, before we go to Matthew in New York, I want to show this clip because it resonates with what the former caller was saying. This is Vice President Harris talking about her plan if elected. This is clip number 34.
So let's start with this. I think that the former president is really becoming quite desperate and is really been offering a lot of misstatements and misinformation. And perhaps it's because he wants to distract from the fact that he has offered no plan for the American people. I have talked about this before. I invite you to go to his rallies. And what you'll hear about full time is him talking about himself and his personal grievances. But what you won't hear him talking about is you and the needs that you have as a working person, as a family person. My plan is about building an opportunity economy where I'm going to give first time home buyers a $25,000 down payment.
If their parents never owned
a
home.
Get their foot in the door. The migrants. To be able to be a homeowner. My plan is about $6,000 tax deduction for middle-class families for the
stolen
first year
Trump's
of their
plan.
Child's life to help them buy a crib or a car seat. My plan is about getting a $50,000 tax deduction to start up businesses, to our small businesses, knowing that they are part of the backbone of America's economy. Those are my plans. And I think that, unfortunately, what we've got on the other side is someone who wants to distract from the fact that his plan is about giving billionaires and big corporations a tax break like he did the last time and doing that again.
Matthew, New York, what's on your mind, Matthew?
Did you see Elon Musk give that speech with Trump? Anyone see that?
It was awesome.
It was like an autistic kid on ecstasy.
Yeah, I know. He was really dorky. Came off a little bit like Tim Walz, only, you know,
bro,
actually
bro,
accomplished.
That's the smartest guy in the world. Are you kidding me? First of all, this is serious,
okay,
everybody.
All right, I'll take
this
you seriously.
Listen, this is the physical realm, and this a-hole's talking about going to Mars, all right? The Bible's real, guys. You cannot leave the physical realm unless you transcend. That's what they don't want to let you know. So as long as everyone believes you can go to space in a freaking rocket ship, we're screwed, all right?
So you don't even think we can get past the dome? You believe in the firmament?
Bro, we shouldn't even be worried about that, man. This is the testing ground, all right? The kids got to know that the only way you get to level two is transcendence. You know what I mean? That's the only way. You live a righteous life, you transcend, and then you know all the mysteries. We don't know nothing. We're supposed to be focusing on what's down here, all right? This guy's jumping around like a freaking moron talking about dark MAGA, which means dark magic, which is precisely what they keep doing to us. Dark magic is lies, everybody. It's changing your perception of reality. So you walk around like a freaking Momo and you're easily confused. You know what I mean?
We got this guy, Pat, casting spells on America. You know what I mean? I love you,
bro,
Matthew. Go on.
Bro,
go on.
Bro, what are we doing, bro?
What are we doing, dude?
You know what I'm saying, bro? Like, enough with all the lies and
Look,
all the horse crap.
I disagree with you about the space stuff and about Elon Musk, but I definitely like you, and I definitely appreciate
you. You don't disagree. You know the truth,
oh,
bro. You're a Freemason.
All right, Matthew, that's where I got to let you go. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it. Call back another time with a different topic. All right, let's go to Godzilla in Wisconsin. Godzilla, what's on your mind?
Hey, guys, or how are you doing today?
Good.
It's a great following of the last phone call, because I always think during hurricane season it's interesting that the flat earthers and the firmament people can't explain why we even have hurricanes, because they wouldn't exist if we were on a flat earth or a non-globe, you know, because the Coriolis effect wouldn't exist. And,
right,
you know, there's never been a hurricane that crossed the equator. And, you know, I follow the hurricanes. I like the storm stuff. And Milton, I think, is going to be a big storm. like really rare that a hurricane has its path like Milton does, and it's like already outperforming all the models. So I think, you know, it's going to be bad, and plus all the debris from Helen is going to just get blasted in and stuff. And I have family members down there who were able to get a flight out, and they said like all the flights are already booked.
But you know, and, but dark MAGA means dark magic.
Yep. Yeah.
I'm with you, man. I'm totally with you 100%. I hope your family's okay. I love you. You're right. Joe in Arkansas. Joe, what's on your mind?
Yeah, Chase, I'm just calling about the response from FEMA.
Yeah.
And hopefully everybody, you know, with what happened in Maui and obviously this last storm, I mean, our government isn't for us. You know, and I know this storm has showed more and more people that, but I mean, I don't know why we have to keep playing their game. Why can't we all just go to work tomorrow and say we're going to file exempt on our taxes? Just stop playing their game. Let's play our game, you know, and who cares? Let the chips fall where they may. I mean, they're coming for us. Most of us know that now. We all should know it's going to come down to blood, sweat, and tears. That's what it's going to come down to. There's not going to be any other outcome. So why do we have to keep paying for our own demise?
Yeah. We have reports out now that Biden sends $157 million to Lebanon, right next to reports that Kiev may have to accept loss of territory, according to ex-NATO bosses. After all the billions upon billions of dollars that we gave to Ukraine, now they're doing the same thing for Lebanon while our people suffer in the United States of America for a litany of reasons, not just migrants, not just natural disasters, not just the economy, not just the open border, not just our bad foreign policy getting us into World War III, not just conscripting everyone for World War III, not just the terrible policies from the education sector, brainwashing our children into having transgender surgeries, not just all of the fronts that I named off the top of my head. Basically, every single front imaginable is under attack by our own leaders. It's not some foreign enemy in a distant land. It's the Satan within. It's the devil within, our own evil leaders within who are betraying us. Jenny in Ohio. Jenny, what's on your mind?
We have dear friends that live in Cedar Key, Florida, and they have had 3 hurricanes in the last 13 months. And it seems like since I saw Alex post about the veil being lifted on the controlling the hurricanes, I don't understand why this may seem stupid. I don't understand why they can't steer them away. If they can steer them in and intensify them, why can't they steer them back out to sea?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think that they probably could. Or if they know that they're coming, at least prepare. Why don't you provide people with supplies to store in their homes, and then you can take those supplies back if everything ends up being okay. There's so many ways that we can prepare for this. I mean, if the Mormons have figured out how to store 2 years worth of food in their houses in case of a disaster, how come FEMA can't figure this out for the hurricane bullseye? You know what I mean?
Exactly. No, I agree. I agree. And I think Elon Musk would be a good one for the Trump administration to put him on that. And have these beams that, you know, break them up.
Yeah.
It just makes sense to me.
I'm all for it. Jenny, thank you for your call. Jesse in Tennessee. Jesse, what's on your mind?
Yeah, Chase, can you hear me?
Sound great.
Sound great. Thank you. Yeah, I was calling. I was wanting to tell you about the FEMA. I ain't heard much about FEMA causing any problems up in Tennessee. FEMA said they could run the rescue from Nashville. I don't know how they figured that out, but
yeah.
But
yeah,
who knows?
I mean, Alex Jones has been warning about FEMA since 2001. He's talking about FEMA camps and cops and black ski masks since 2001. I went back and listened to those old broadcasts. I mean, this is the instrument through which the government exercises continuity of government in the event of a disaster. So if they want a different government, all they have to do is exploit or create a disaster, you know?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, here in the Appalachian Mountain, you know, in the Cumberland Plateau, you know, where I live, you know what? They mess around too much, you know. We're descendants from the people that fought the Battle of Kings Mountain. I don't know if you know about it, and we don't like being run over and stuff. And here in Tennessee, there's 750,000 hunters, you know, that shoot. And
I lived in Tennessee for 7 years, and even though I lived in Nashville, I spent time with people in rural communities outside of Nashville. So I wasn't just in woke Nashville, and I can tell you what, them boys in Tennessee are tough, and it's the closest thing to Texas that I've seen in America.
Well, you know, Tennessee helped create Texas. You know, that's what we're called, the volunteer state.
Yep.
And I think they're fixing to put the last straw on the camel's back. And there was a quote on a movie that I like to say is, the smallest flea drives the biggest dog wild, you know, but we can be the small fleas, you know. And I think that they're fixing to put us in a position where we can't support our families and stuff. And they're in the position up in North Carolina and East Tennessee that we prep for. I've been prepping for 20 years. I made a comment earlier about the Mormons. I was raised up as a Mormon, so I got storage. And been prepping. I got VHS tapes of people talking about this stuff going on put up in my shipping container. And some of the Richard Conkley videotapes. I don't know if you heard about him. And we used to listen to shortwave radio and get our information. Go to Knob Creek, Kentucky, go to the gun show there. And there's a lot of people that's getting fed up, I can tell you that, here in Tennessee. And
reminds me a lot of this, one of my favorite poems from Charles Bukowski, and hopefully the crew can kind of scroll as I read it. But a woman, a tire that's flat, a disease, a desire, fears in front of you, fears that hold so still you can study them like pieces on a chessboard. It's not the large things that send a man to the madhouse. Death he's ready for, or murder, incest, robbery, fire, flood. No, it's the continuing series of small tragedies that send a man to the madhouse. Not the death of his love, but a shoelace that snaps with no time left. The dread of life is that swarm of trivialities that can kill quicker than cancer and which are always there, license plates or taxes or expired driver's license or hiring or firing, doing it or having it done to you, or roaches or flies or a broken hook on a screen or out of gas or too much gas. The sink's stopped up, the landlord's drunk, the president doesn't care and the governor's crazy, light switch broken, mattress, porcupine, $105 for a tune-up, carburetor and fuel pump at Sears Roebuck. It is the small things that drive a man to the madhouse, and there will be a moment when the straw breaks the camel's back in the United States of America. Stay tuned, folks.
The globalist deep state just took their war on free speech and our very identities and our very freedoms to the next level. They have now introduced a lawsuit against me where they literally claim they own my name, my social media, and me personally in violation of the 13th Amendment that we fought the Civil War over. They're actually saying I'm an indentured servant, that I am a slave. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm always the canary in the coal mine. I am the test case. And when they get through me, they're coming after you. They're not just saying they own me. They've also filed in federal court and also in the state court saying they own the name Alex Jones and that they own real Alex Jones on X. Now, the courts have all said you can't do things like that, but they're trying it. And if I don't aggressively battle them in the state and federal court, they will get a win if I don't challenge it, and then they'll be able to use that tactic on you as well. And in the words of President Trump, when that bullet grazed his ear, defiantly rising up and saying, fight, fight, fight. That's how we fight in the information war, winning hearts and minds, and we're unstoppable if you simply decide to take action. So for all your word of mouth, all your prayers, and all your support over the years, I salute all of you and remind you that you are the Paul Revere's, you are the resistance, you are the people, and I am so proud to have been working with all you through the years, and now the fight is entering the most intense part of the phase, so let's redouble our efforts and let's win this thing. Or we can roll over and be slaves of the New World Order. As for me, I'll quote Patrick Henry, give me liberty or give me death. And I'll quote Colonel Travis the Alamo, victory or death. RealAlexJones.com, TheAlexJonesStore.com,
back me and I'll never surrender.